Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's begin this morning with Thought Leader Thursday. Brian Henderson is here, Senior Vice President of Whitnell, part of Associated Bank. Brian Henderson with us here today on Thought Leader Thursday. For a conversation about financial planning. Brian, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Thank you very much for having me.
Good conversation I think we're going to have today. I've kind of mapped out a few things that we're going to talk about. Before I get into that, though, I want to learn a little bit more about you. Tell us about what you do at Whitnell and some of the things in your background.
I grew up in a small town in Indiana, and actually my dad was a business owner. He was a concrete guy, so I grew up doing that and then went to Indiana. And then I thought for sure I was going to be a lawyer when I was in college, but then I bought my first stock when I was in college, Biomet, you know, like Peter Lynch style, buy a stock in your backyard that you know about. They made artificial limbs. So I bought the stock, and about 6 months later, I had made almost 70%. So I thought I was really smart and decided I'd change my direction. I started watching CNBC and then ended up becoming in finance and then went on to work in Indianapolis for Payne Weber in the mid-90s. When I was building stock and bond portfolios, eventually came into Chicago. And I, at the time, this was about December 98, early 99, and I made the change to go to more of the personal financial planning approach, fee-based financial planning, the all-encompassing style of planning that I do now, which is not just investments. So you run through risk management and insurance, tax planning, investment planning, retirement planning, and estate planning. Mm-hmm. So we put all that together for consolidated plans for more executive-type clients.
So you're a certified financial planner. Tell our audience, how is that different from somebody who just manages your money?
Well, to become a certified financial planner, you have to pass all five sections, which is basically the five things I just named. When I passed the test, it was 2 full days of test taking. So it's almost like a graduate degree in personal financial planning.
You talked about, you know, the clientele, more executive type clients. You manage their wealth. What's that like? What are the challenges of doing that?
Well, the types of clients that I typically work with are either entrepreneurs, business owners, corporate executives, or people that have a certain amount of success and they get to a point where they're time starved, they're trying to be the best family person they can be, and they want to run their enterprise or grow their enterprise, and they end up losing track of their financial situation. So they don't really truly have a plan, and that's where people turn to me to say, I need a trusted advisor to help me organize and to help me come up with a long-term plan of how to not only grow my net worth, but also protect my family.
You must have some really good stories about how you kind of get the handle, get the lasso around some of those, especially the entrepreneurs, right? What kind of stories do you have that you can share with us?
Well, I have all sorts of good stories.
Where to begin?
Recently, I started working with one of my favorite entrepreneurs. I mean, we're talking about a person that's built a business that at the time where his dad passed away, it was a very good business, but it's now, in the matter of 15 years, 5 times bigger. Mm. And he is so excited about running his enterprise, growing his enterprise, that he lost track of his filing system. He lost track of, you know, whether his investments were keeping up with the benchmarks. And what happened was he actually met me through a friend of his who I know and who was a venture capital guy. And they were talking on vacation. And My friend who's in the venture capital world brought my name up, and he called me, and I've been working with him for about 2 years. And let's just say that we feel much better about supporting some of the transactions over the last 20 years.
Is that a situation where somebody tells you they've lost track of their filing system and you literally go in and you find files everywhere?
A room full.
A room.
A room full.
What is that like? What is your first thought when you walk into that room?
Well, I tried to organize it into what I thought maybe might be the most important files to find. And we started, it's, you know, during the discovery process, in order to work with the clients the way I work with my clients, you have to go through multiple meetings of deep discovery. So we're looking at tax returns. We're looking at estate planning documents. We want to see company, if someone's a corporate executive, we want to see their company benefits. We really dig in and go through to the very minute details of all, because without all the details, I can't be creative. Mm-hmm. So once you get all the details down, then I have a list of questions. The clients want to come up with prioritization, which is great. You got to prioritize where we want to start, but that prioritization can't happen until we get all the details laid out on a piece of paper.
And not just a piece of paper. There's something that you've talked to us about before we came on the air today, and we're going to dive into a little bit further. This notion of having a book.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's a process. You know, organizing the personal financial book for a client who has what I call a success problem, right? They're time starved. They are, they're building an enterprise. They have family commitments, and they get to the point where the organizational part of putting together a consolidated book of their financial lives is not the priority. It's down the way until there's some sort of catalyst for, I need to go through this process and I need to find someone to help me do it. So what I do is it can start with a mission statement for the family. It can start with how the wealth was created. It goes through how we feel about the responsibilities of having this kind of wealth. And then it goes through tax returns, statement of net worth statement, to the point where, and all of the information for all the other advisors, for example, if they own an aircraft or if they own horses or whatever they're doing, they all have relationships that need to be put into organized book, so that if something happens to them, the spouse and the kids know, and the grandkids know where to find people and how to continue with the plan that was put into place.
Without the book, what have in your history and your experience generally happens to a family like that?
I don't know if I can speak to general, but I know of a handful of times where you would think families have a long-term plan that they've protected from certain things happening, mm-hmm. but you'd be surprised how many times if someone passes away prematurely, for example, that it's a complete mess. And then it can create some conflicts in the family, but it also costs a lot more money at that point because you got to put everything back together mm-hmm. again.
This sort of sounds like something, I'm not a $50 million asset holder, but it sounds like something that happened in my life when I put together a living trust. My attorney got together and had put together a binder of all of these different things that you're talking about that can be updated. That's the key part of it, is it just not something you set and forget. It's something that you can keep updating and keep alive, like a living book.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm glad that your attorney did that for you, because I know how valuable that is to have an organized plan and in a one place where you can get to all the information. And you're absolutely correct about financial planning. It doesn't matter if you've got $1 million, $5 million, $50 million. It doesn't matter your size of net worth, but as you grow older and as you become a bigger family, for example, or move or find a new job, or like you move from Illinois to Florida, whatever you do, that's why we have regular meetings with our clients. I typically have 2 to 3 comprehensive meetings a year, and we make sure that all the titling's correct. We make sure that assets are updated. We make sure that, we're talking about their tax return. We're doing tax planning, because at the end of the year, tax planning doesn't exist. You have to do it during the year and make sure you're making adjustments. So revisiting that plan on a regular basis is really, really important. Might be one of the most important things about having a trusted advisor.
Yeah, and I would think, too, it would be challenging in your role, because what you've sort of described to us is these individual instances, these specific instances, but different from client to client. How challenging is it for you to come across people and have a different, obviously differences, different objectives, different plans, different goals? You have to sort of approach each one of them differently each time, don't you?
Absolutely. And it does help that, I've been in the business for 20 plus years, so I've seen quite a bit. And it's not very often I see something completely brand new. It's usually, I can remember back to how we solved a problem for one client, and it might have, you know, similarities, which helps. But you're absolutely correct. It really is about the deep understanding of the clients and their objectives. And you, and that just takes time. That takes multiple conversations, multiple meetings. It really takes a year to 2 years of regular meetings with new clients to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
You talked about a little bit earlier the divergence of business and personal, but I'm guessing that there could be a divergence also in terms of what your wealth goals and other life goals are. Talk to us a little bit about that part of the planning.
Well, sometimes they're in lock. Sometimes they're the wealth and the life goals are running together, and it's a harmony, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes clients, and these are a little tougher conversations, but they have certain life goals that sometimes the net worth doesn't support, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, so you want to get those connected. For example, if someone thinks retirement looks a certain way and they want to live in a certain place and have a certain lifestyle, but their assets don't support it, for example, that can be a tough conversation, but we get through that.
Yeah. There has been a lot of conversation recently about whether or not we might be heading for another recession. There's certainly a little slowdown in economic growth, and I'm sure it's raised the question in your circles too. What level of risk do I want right now? Not only in equities, but other places where I've invested my money. Is that a conversation that you're having often these days?
I have that conversation a lot.
Yeah.
Almost in every meeting. And again, it depends on the individual situation. But if I have an individual who's younger and he's high income earner, for example, so his time horizon's longer and we don't have to worry about cash flows to live the lifestyle, then you can stick to your, you know, we come up with an asset allocation. And when the market's really high or the market's really low, like it's cheap or it's expensive, that's the best time to kind of rebalance and get back to targets. But what you want to make sure you do is stay with your discipline in that situation, especially because time horizon's long and there's no current need for cash. You get yourself in trouble when someone's retired and they're living off the portfolio and the market's down like we saw in the fourth quarter. We had a 20% swing in the fourth quarter. And if someone called me on December 23rd and said, I need X amount of money, and it's a big chunk, you do lock in some losses there, and it's hard to recover because you don't have the same assets on the way back up. And you look at what happened. Fed Chairman Powell came on early January and said the words we thought he was going to say in December, and then the market's been up ever since.
Mm-hmm. Do clients come to you and have their own ideas about how they want to do it, and then you have to sort of either talk them into a different direction or... how does that conversation go?
That is one that I'm much better at now than I was earlier in my career. And that is, you want to make sure you're on the same page with the client. And at the same time, because we really need to be, man, it's their money, not mine. So we want it needs to feel like a partnership. But at the same time, I need to guide them along to get to the right place. Mm-hmm. So that's the art form of our business, is making sure that we can develop that trust. You know, you just have to choose your words in a certain way, because you don't want to hurt. A lot of my clients are really successful people, and I don't want to like damage anybody's ego, for example.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, we need to get to their objective. My goal is to bring peace of mind to people with their plan, and to get them, you know, they articulate their objectives and goals. My job is to make sure they get there.
Are you one of the folks who believe that economic growth that we've been seeing recently can go on for a while longer?
All signs point to that it can go. I think it can go on longer. I think even if we had a recession, I mean, at least from what I've seen, I don't see a deep one coming, but I don't know. Obviously, no one does. But I think if we can get the tariff wars to be over with, and if there can be some sort of agreement with U.S. and China, it would be a big deal. I mean, I think some of the slowdown we've seen is representative of those tariffs and the tariff war that's been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm. Brian, it's good chatting with you. How can people get in touch with you and have a one-on-one if they want?
On our website, it's www.whitnell.com. And I think my phone number is in there, but I'm happy to give my phone number, which is 630-575-2315. And I'm always available, welcoming conversations for any person that think they might need my services.
Well, come back and see us sometime. We loved having this conversation today.
Appreciate you having me. It's been great.
Brian Henderson, Senior Vice President of Whitnell, part of Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader conversation. We do it every Thursday here on The Opening Bell.